Orla Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2-6. We continue the topic we discussed back on 2-4 regarding the power of a mechametz and a metabel, something that's there to be a leavening agent, or something that is a spice, so that can cause dimua, that can cause a mixture. If the spice or the leavening agent is truma, that can cause the mixture to be usser, in unconventional ways relative to the usual rules. So the Mishnah here is predicated on this tradition that the Tanaim had. There were two statements that they had learned by Kabbalah and their tradition, and one of them said, "Kol mechametz v'metabel midameya." I'm using the same Girsas Rambam, like I said last time. Whatever can cause leavening or can spice, it causes a dimua mixture. Meaning, if the leavening agent or the spice is truma, so then it causes the mixture into which it falls to be forbidden to a non-Kohen. Lahachmir, always stringently. That's one version of what they had. And the other version they had is kolam mechametz metabel medameya lahachmir ulahakel. Sometimes it's stringent and sometimes it's lenient. So obviously there's both things can't be true. Either it has to be one or the other. And therefore our Mishnah here is coming to resolve the fact that there's one set of mixtures, namely, as we'll see in a moment, it's min b'mino mixtures, where it's always machmir, it's always strict, and in min b'she'eno mixtures, as we'll see really more in the next Mishnah, a mixture of two different types, then it's sometimes machmir, strict, and sometimes it's makel, lenient. So, the Mishnah says, ulama, now this, make a note, this doesn't say velama, and why, it says ulama, and to what amru did they say, meaning what did they apply the phrase that they had by tradition, quotes, kol mechametz v'metabel medamei lahachmir. When do they say it's true that if you have a mechametz or metabel, a leavening agent or a spice, it causes dimu in the mixture if that source is a truma source, always strict? That's min b'mino, says the Mishnah. In a min b'mino mixture, as we'll illustrate in a moment, lahakul lahachmir, when does it say sometimes it's strict, sometimes it's lenient, and sometimes it's strict? When you have a mechametz or metabel, that, says the Mishnah, is min b'she'eno mino, when you have a mixture of two different types, which we'll describe in Mishnah Zayin. Ketzad, so the Mishnah illustrates. Let's say, for example, you have sa'or shel chitim. You have sa'or, here it means a leavening agent, so sourdough, of chitim, meaning of wheat. So it's basically a fermented wheat flour dough, and that would be the leavening agent, meaning they didn't have yeast in those days, so instead they would use this to leaven their bread. And it's potent, so you may not need to have, let's say, 60 times against. Perhaps you could have 100 or 200 times more flour than the leavening agent, and still it would leaven according to your recipe. So the Mishnah points out here, therefore, if you have sa'or shel chitim, if you have wheat leavening agent, and it's a truma, shenafa latoch isas chitim, and it falls into a larger dough of wheat flour. So this is a min b'mino mixture. You have wheat dough into wheat flour dough. So then, v'yesh bo kedei lechametz. So the two possibilities are either there is enough sourdough in the mix now to cause the whole dough to rise, and if that's the case, then, as we said in Mishnah Dalid, you can't ignore the presence of the leavening agent because it's screaming, here I am, because the dough is risen. And that being the case, bein she'yesh bo lehalos be'echad omeya, o bein she'ein bo lehalos be'echad omeya, usur. It doesn't matter if you have 100 times or not of heter against the iser, of the dough that's not of chulin dough against the truma leavening dough. It doesn't matter. It's usur. It's forbidden. The whole mixture is forbidden to a non-Kohen because as a leavening agent, it's strict even past 100 if it is enough leaven to make the dough rise. So it's luchumra. That's strict. And similarly, ein bo lalos becharumea. So then if you don't have 100 times of dough against the leavening agent, then it doesn't matter. Bein sheyesh bo kedei lechametz, or bein she'ein bo kedei lechametz. It doesn't matter if it could or couldn't leaven the dough sufficiently to make the recipe proper to make bread, usur, it's forbidden. So, meaning it's strict still. So, however you slice it, it is what we would say in English, the worst of both worlds, or the the greater of, the threshold is the greater of the two. Meaning, if it either could make the dough rise, or there's less than 100 times of heter against it, so then the whole mixture is forbidden as a timua mixture. The next Mishnah will discuss the other side of the coin, the min bish enom, which is sometimes strict and sometimes lenient.